take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden will head to the southern border later this week. He'll meet with Border Patrol agents and others in Brownsville, Texas on Thursday to talk to them about their jobs and to push Congress to pass the bipartisan border security deal that the Senate negotiated. The same day, former President Trump will make a similar visit to Eagle Pass, Texas. Mr. Trump's appealed the $455 million civil judgment a New York judge ordered him to pay for overvaluing his assets. Students at an elementary school in Owosso, Oklahoma, walked out of class today, protesting the district's response to the death of Nex Benedict, a non-binary student who died following a fight inside the school earlier this month.
I want to make sure that the people in that building that did this see this and know that justice is coming for them.
That parent was among the community members who joined the walkout. New home sales fell last month. This is ABC News. There's new information about a man who died after setting himself on fire at the Israeli embassy in Washington.
25-year-old Aaron Bushnell of San Antonio, Texas, identified as the man D.C. police say set himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy Sunday. He was taken to a local hospital where he died. The U.S. Air Force confirms he was an active-duty airman, but additional information about his service record was being withheld until after his next of kin is notified. The Israeli embassy in Washington releasing a statement saying no embassy staff was injured and all are safe. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
A group of business economists says 2024 could be a lot better for the U.S. economy than they thought it might be just a few months ago. Respondents to the National Association for Business Economics Outlook Survey are predicting 2.2% growth. That's up from an earlier forecast of 1.3. It's also despite high interest rates that so far have not adversely affected job market or household spending. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wildly warm for winter as winds whip out of the south, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Surging our highs under sunny skies into the mid-60s, breaking record daily highs. The heat's on repeat for tomorrow, too, before the storm strikes. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 49.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The search continued and expanded over the weekend for a missing 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers. Ted Allen has more.
Police there say search efforts for Elijah View are taking place on land and water, with boats, dive teams, drones, and canines joining in. The search for the toddler, who was last seen Tuesday morning, has now extended to Wisconsin Dells, which is the home of the boy's mother, Katrina Bauer. Two Rivers authorities say the 31-year-old Bauer handed her son over to 33-year-old Jesse Vang for discipline. Both Bauer and Vang are accused of child neglect.
A 41-year-old South Milwaukee man was shot and killed after a possible road rage incident Saturday evening in Cudahy. Police say a man was involved in a conflict with another driver that grew when both cars stopped and the victim got out of his car and confronted the suspect. The victim of the shooting died at the scene despite life-saving measures. The investigation continues. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, and Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. A Boyceville man is dead after a 2-vehicle head-on collision in Dunn County Sunday. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, a 56-year-old Chetek woman was traveling southbound in a pickup truck on Highway 25 near Northline Road when she pulled into the northbound lane to pass and hit a passenger car driven by a 57-year-old Boyceville man. The man was killed in the accident while the woman was taken to a local hospital with minor injuries. The Wisconsin State Patrol continues to investigate that accident. Firefighters from Wheaton responded to a brush fire just off of Highway F and Highway 29 on Saturday. When firefighters arrived, they found the fire burning across a field and wooded area with a barn and outbuildings nearby. Approximately 10 acres burned in the fire. No one was injured. Fire officials say the fire started when the property owner started a brush pile on fire. Both buildings were not damaged by the blaze. The Wisconsin Crime Alert Network has issued an alert for a scam involving 2 men attempting to sell candy bars in western Wisconsin. The 2 men were recently seen attempting to sell $10 candy bars that are supposedly to help the Boys and Girls Club in Chicago and the Building Brighter's Future organization. Both of the groups say they do not know either of the men. and one of which was identified as Chris Jefferson of Illinois. La Crosse will lose one of its Mississippi riverboats. The American Queen last week announced it would close and end all operations. La Crosse was one of the destinations for the Queen, and tourism officials say the boat will be missed. A.J. Frales with Explore La Crosse say the boats brought a lot of visitors, and he says there will be a ripple effect. No one is just saying why the Queen shut down, or what will happen with the boat, or with anyone who may have booked reservations for a cruise next summer. Authorities are continuing to search for a missing Manitowoc County boy who hasn't been seen since last Tuesday. No one is willing to give up on the search for 3-year-old Elijah Vu. His mother and boyfriend were in court Friday. They were ordered held on child neglect charges. Prosecutors have not filed any other charges at this point. Last week, the FBI joined the search and was spotted searching through a nearby landfill. Elijah's pictures are online. Searchers are asking anyone who may know anything to please speak up. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
For 5 generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Durand and the rest of the Chippewa Valley are looking for an up-and-down week of the weather. Forecasters say we could see temperatures in the 60s, followed by a dip into the 20s by Wednesday. Then temperatures rebound, and forecasters say western Wisconsin will be back above 60 by Saturday. Now, Wednesday's cold snap could mean some snow or a wintry mix for us here in western Wisconsin. The same weather system will mean rain and thunderstorms in southern Wisconsin. Home sales here in western Wisconsin are nearly 8% lower in January compared to last year. According to the Wisconsin Realtors Association, home sales in Pepin County in January were at 3, Pierce County 9, Buffalo County 10, and Dunn County had 32 homes sold. The median price for a home in western Wisconsin in January, $265,000. Meanwhile, statewide home sales were up by nearly 10% compared to last year. Experts say the lead cause is baby boomers putting their houses on the market and millennials looking to move in. There's another gaping hole in downtown Toma. Firefighters say a Friday night fire destroyed a candle shop in that city's downtown. No one was hurt in the fire at the Sassy Girl Aroma Store, but the fire did destroy the building. Firefighters from Toma, Oakdale, Fort McCoy, Volkfield, and 8 other departments were called in to fight the fire. It took nearly 88 firefighters and 9 hours to contain the blaze. No cause of the fire yet. The fire at the Sassy Girl store comes just after 3 months after another fire destroyed a Chinese restaurant in downtown Toma. The plans to get tougher on human trafficking in Wisconsin will take another step forward this week. A Senate committee is set to vote on the proposals from the Speaker's Task Force on Human Trafficking. Those include more training for everyone from teachers to hotel workers on how to spot the signs of human trafficking. There's also a plan to create a new human trafficking council for Wisconsin. The state assembly already approved the plan. This is National Flood Safety Awareness Week, and Wisconsin Emergency Management wants you to be sure that you're prepared for a flood. Spokesperson Andrew Beckett says you can find out if your home is at risk with information from FEMA.
A site that is a great tool is floodsmart.gov. It has a number of pieces of information on there about evaluating flood risk for where you live, as well as information on flood insurance.
Beckett reminds you that most homeowners' insurance policies do not cover flooding, so it's important to get that separately if your home is in a flood-prone area. The National Weather Service is not expecting widespread flooding this spring here in western Wisconsin due to the lack of snow cover. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Wisconsin Beef Council is accepting nominations for their inaugural Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. The contest is designed to seek out and promote 100% beef burgers prepared in Wisconsin restaurants. Individuals may nominate their favorite beef burger from a Wisconsin restaurant on the Wisconsin Beef Council website. Now, nominations started today, and they will continue through midnight on Sunday, March 24th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wildly warm for winter as winds whip out of the south, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Surging our highs under sunny skies into the mid-60s, breaking record daily highs. The heat's on repeat for tomorrow, too, before the storm strikes. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 49.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college basketball, where 7th-ranked Marquette jumped out early, cruised to an 88-64 victory over Xavier yesterday. The Golden Eagles led by Cam Jones is 34 points. Marquette back in action on Wednesday night as they play host to Providence. The Wisconsin Badgers will be back in action tomorrow night as they go on the road to take on Indiana. The Wisconsin Badgers will be back on the court tomorrow night as they go on the road to Indiana. In the Horizon League yesterday, Wisconsin-Milwaukee 96-88 the win over Purdue-Fort Wayne, while Green Bay falls to the Penguins at Youngstown State 71-59. To the pros, where the Milwaukee Bucks picked up a 119-98 victory over the Philadelphia 76ers, Giannis leading the way, just missing a triple-double, 30 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists. To spring training baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers fall to the Colorado Rockies 10-3, the Crew in action against the Cincinnati Reds this afternoon. To college hockey, where on the men's side, the Wisconsin Badgers sweep Penn State over the weekend, winning 3-2 in overtime on Saturday. Sophomore forward Christian Fitzgerald.
That was a pretty gritty performance by our team. Having so many guys with injuries right now, but guys kind of in and out of the lineup, it was a huge weekend for us to get a sweep and get closer to hopefully chase that Big Ten title next weekend.
The Badgers in second place in the Big Ten will take on the top team Michigan State this upcoming weekend with the Big Ten title on the line. On the women's side, second-ranked Wisconsin knocked off top-ranked Ohio State 4-2 on Saturday. The two teams split their series over the weekend. Next up for the Badgers, the first round of the WCHA tournament hosting St. Thomas starting on Friday. into hockey in the AHL, where the Milwaukee Admirals had their record 19-game winning streak halted yesterday in a 4-2 loss to Grand Rapids. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tax talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah! Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
A record-setting day in Atlanta. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Is this the start of a NASCAR dynasty for Ryan Blaney?
Ready to go to work.
A redemption tour for Chase Elliott. Is Denny Hamlin a ruthless competitor or a villain? Is it time for a Bubba Wallace breakthrough? For Ross Chastain to give back to breaking stuff? Or is this the makings of the wildest ride you'll ever witness? It's all of the above, and it's about to go down. NASCAR. Any questions? The NASCAR Cup Series, brought to you by Coca-Cola at Las Vegas. Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
The NASCAR Cup Series started and finished yesterday's and Better Health 400 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway with record-breaking moments. On the second lap of the race, the biggest Cup Series crash in track history that damaged 14 cars. The race also saw a record 48 lead changes, including the final one on the last lap that saw Daniel Suarez beat Ryan Blaney and Kyle Busch to the checkered flag in a 3-wide finish, separating the top two by just 3/1000ths of a second, the closest finish ever in Atlanta history, and the third closest in NASCAR history. The win for Suarez was the second in his Cup Series career, and it was the seventh for Trackhouse Racing. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Cattle drink a lot of water, so make sure there's enough in the tank for everyone. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Tank size depends on where it's located and how often cattle come to it, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
One cow can drink 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight every day. Multiply that in the hot summer months or if the cow is lactating. It's important to have a big enough watering tank so every animal can get the water it needs. But how do you calculate if it's enough?
Brad White is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University and director of the Beef Cattle Institute. He says the placement of the tank and how often they're coming to it is critical.
If cattle are grazing a large area and they're specifically going to come up to that tank to get water, and they may only come up once or twice a day, then I need a capacity for everybody to come up that wants to get a drink to be able to get a drink. So if I've got a cow that's drinking 10 to 20 gallons a day, and I'm going to have 20 cows come up, I may need a pretty big tank if they're all going to get a drink at once so they don't have to wait for it to refill before they leave.
If your cows are on a small pasture and have easy access to water throughout the day, you may not need a large capacity tank.
I've seen situations work where they may have a 5-gallon tank, relatively small, that refills because the cattle can come up and they kind of mingle and go through. And a lot of times, observing will let you dictate what's my use scenario. Do I always see there's either 20 cows at the water or zero, or do I see one and two come up at their leisure?
Cattle will drink from the nearest water source. White says where your water tanks are placed also greatly influences how much water is consumed and the pasture getting even efficient grazing. Learn more about livestock watering systems at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
52 in downtown Deranda. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk up 20 to 17.51, April up 13 to 17.98, May up 5 to 18.21, June up 8 at 18.60. Cheese markets were higher today. Barrels up 5.5 to 167. 40-pound blocks up 4 to 159. 7 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash better down 0.25 to 119.75. 4 trades. Great. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 285.8 trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.25 to 119.75 and 4 trades on the day. And dry whey down 2.5 to 49.75 and 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are moving up mostly higher, even though the cattle on feed report had placements higher than expected. However, the box beef prices are still moving higher, so live cattle markets are higher, but feeder cattle still moving a bit lower. Hog markets, though, they're moving up mostly mixed. Combination of profit-taking in the market pressuring some of the contracts. Some of the deferreds, though, still higher on some higher pork cutout values. February live cattle up 35 cents to 185.95. April up 67 cents to 188.57. June up 25 cents to 184.12. March feeder cattle down 55 cents to 254.02. April down 7 cents to 259.90. May up 37 cents to 262.45. April hogs down 55 cents to 86.65. May down 7 cents to 90.77. June up 52 cents to 99.90. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are moving mostly higher. Soybeans have turned mostly mixed. Now, weekly export inspections were stronger for corn at 1.242 million metric tons. That's led to some short covering in the markets. Meanwhile, soybeans inspections, they were in line with expectations at 974,000 metric tons, and that is helping to support some of the contracts as
well, as it's kicked in some short covering, a lower dollar helping to support most of the wheat markets. March corn up 3 to 402 and 3 quarters. May up 4 and 3 quarters to 418 and a quarter. July up 4.5 to 430 and 3 quarters. New crop up 4 and a quarter to 453 and 3 quarters. March beans down a half to 1132 and a half. May up a quarter to 1142. July up 1 and a quarter to 1152 and a half. New crop up 1 to 1131 and a quarter. March soybean meal up 1.5 to 332.90. March soybean oil up 35 cents to 44.37. Chicago wheat, March down 3 quarters to 572 and 3 quarters. May up 2 and 3 quarters to 571 and 3 quarters. July up 4.5 to 574.5. And new crop now up 6 to 583. March wheat in Chicago up 4.25 to 645 and 3 quarters, while May up 3.5 to 650 and a quarter. Energy markets moving mostly higher today. April crude oil up $1.33 to 77.82. May up $1.26 to 77.34. Chicago wheat March down 6 cents, or now up 6 cents rather, to 233. April also up 6 cents to 257. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Farm loan repayment rates are beginning to drop. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Many experts have said the agricultural economy has grown softer in the last 6 to 8 months. Nate Kaufman, Senior Vice President and Omaha Branch Executive with the Kansas City Federal Reserve, says it starts with lower commodity prices.
We've seen some declines in commodity prices, notably corn and other major commodities that would have large implications for the middle of the country as well, alongside what I would describe as much higher financing costs. Profits are likely to be thinner this year, but I would argue that the strength of recent years will limit much of the financial stress that we might otherwise have expected to see when you're looking at percentage declines in farm income.
While there are always exceptions, Kaufman says many farmers should be in strong financial shape to withstand the lower incomes this year.
I would argue that many producers are still, despite this expected decline in farm income, in a very, very strong financial position. And much of this has to do with storing up working capital during these past couple of years when incomes were very strong. Some of this had to do with government payments going back to 2020 and 2021. We interact a lot with bankers and other lenders. And in some of our conversations with bankers last year, we would have banks tell us that they actually do not have any borrowers on a watch list. And that's not common to have no borrowers on a watch list as it relates to potential risk.
He says weaker incomes in 2025 could make things more challenging across the board in agriculture. Loan repayment rates are just beginning to drop in the Kansas City Fed's district.
We are starting to see that pull off a little bit. And you can see that it had been weak prior to the pandemic. And then producers were in a very strong position to be able to repay loans during the pandemic and the year that followed because of incomes and government payments. As we look across the types of operations where you're seeing more of that stress, it's not in cattle. For those producers that have the cattle, and I know that's not everyone, and inventories are very low, prices are strong and profits are good. It's the others where we're seeing challenges, more in the grain market, specifically in corn and wheat.
Interest rates are a significant headwind this year and going into 2025.
we maybe haven't seen all of the implications associated with higher interest rates yet. There are some loans that have not yet repriced. So if you're a borrower that has taken on a certain amount of financing at a low interest rate, when that loan comes due, or depending on the terms of the loan, you may need to reprice that loan at whatever the going rate is, which could be considerably higher than when you originated that loan a few years ago. So it's a risk worth mentioning, because as time goes by and interest rates stay high, that's something that I think will continue to be a risk.
That's Nate Kaufman of the Kansas City Federal Reserve. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA's Farm Service Agencies announced on Friday that starting Wednesday, February 28th, dairy producers will be able to enroll in the Dairy Margin Coverage Program for 2024. The DMC program is a safety net program for dairy farmers, which is a risk management tool that addresses changes in the margin between milk prices and feed costs, and has become a beneficial tool for producers since implementation in the 2018 Farm Bill. Now, the sign-up period will then end April 29th. For those who signed up for 2024 DMC coverage, payments may begin as soon as March 4th for any payments that are triggered in January of 2024. The University of Wisconsin-Madison-Arlington Research Station Sheep Unit and UW Extension are creating a two-day workshop for sheep producers April 4th and 5th. Now, the extension will be discussing basic health and parasite management, biosecurity, breeds and breed classification, general handling, facilities and equipment, genetic selection, pasture management and grazing, reproduction and record keeping. Now, UW Madison Arlington Research Station's Sheep Unit Manager and Shepherd Todd Taylor and UW Madison Division of Extension Small Ruminant Outreach Specialist Carolyn Eide will be joined by guest partners Rusty Burgett from the National Sheep Improvement Program and Dr. Scott Bowdridge, Professor of Food Animal Production at West Virginia University, for the workshop and short course. For more information, contact your local UW Extension office. The American Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union sent a joint letter to USDA asking for stability in Class 1 milk prices. The letter asks Agriculture Secretary Vilsack to issue an interim final decision to return the Class 1 mover formula to the higher of the Class 3 or Class 4 calculations as it was before the 2018 Farm Bill. The letter states dairy farmers remain stuck with the current pricing regulations until USDA publishes a final rule. Current market dynamics underscore the need for an expedited return to the higher of Class 1 mover. The current Class 1 mover was a well-intentioned but misguided policy that has reduced dairy farmer income. Emergency implementation of the higher of Class 1 mover formula will staunch persistent losses associated with a policy that has left dairy farmers struggling to make ends meet. The current formula was based on a quick decision and not demonstrated need, the two organizations wrote in the letter. Montana Democratic Senator John Tester and Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley wrote a letter asking colleagues to help assure strong enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act. They're asking other senators to oppose any policy rider in the 2024 Agriculture Appropriations Bill that would prevent USDA from enforcing the act to hold multinational food manufacturers accountable. The two senators wrote that four companies control over 80% of the domestic beef processing, 60% of hog processing, and 50% of domestic poultry processing. Grassley and Tester went on to say that that level of concentration is bad for consumers and family farmers, but it is good for giant meat packers. USDA's Rural Development announced that USDA would fund a total of $32 million in loans and grants across eight projects in rural Wisconsin as part of the Investing in America agenda. The Rural Partners Network awarded a Western Wisconsin dairy farm, Myville Farms, in Osseo, a $28,000 Rural Energy for America program grant that will install a 22.9 kilowatt roof-mounted solar energy. Meanwhile, the village of Turtle Lake will be using $18 million in water and waste disposal loans to provide additional funding towards the construction of their wastewater treatment facility and sewer system. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durant.
Record warmth is expected for the first part of the week in our ag weather forecast. Now, we'll also see some elevated fire concerns due to some of the stronger winds and lower humidities as well. Now, an incoming weather system will signal the arrival of moisture on Tuesday and into Wednesday with cooler temperatures. Then things begin to warm up by the weekend. Mostly sunny today, highs of 59 to 64, relative humidities at 30 to 35%, south winds at 17 to 22, gusting to 35. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 31 to 36, relative humidities at 92 to 97%, southwest winds at 5 to 9. Tomorrow, mostly sunny early, then becoming cloudy with a 50% chance of rain and or snow late. Lows 52, or highs rather, 52 to 57, and relative humidities at 50 to 55%. Southeast winds at 5 to 7, shifting to the southwest late. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, much colder, highs 20 to 25, northwest winds at 16 to 21, gusting to 30. For Thursday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 45 to 50. For Friday, mostly sunny, warmer still, highs 55 to 60. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 60 to 65. And for Sunday, partly sunny, highs 65 to 70.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The sun goes down on my side of town. That lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. Think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor you come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon moon. Thank you.
by a drink, and the words of every sad song seem to say what I think. And it's hurt inside of me, ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh,
a sign there on your back says I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going. Slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire. Walk right through it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Time you take a sip in this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. I'd like to see the other half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out of this bar, drive out into the country, and find a place to park. 'Cause I'd like to see you out in the moonlight. I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. I know the perfect little path out in these woods I used to hunt. Don't worry, babe, I've got your back, and I've also got your front. I'd hate to waste a night like this. I'll keep you safe, you wait and see. The only thing allowed to crawl all over you when we get there is me. You know every guy in here tonight would like to take you home, but I've got way more class than them, babe. That ain't what I want. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. Now, ooh, you never know where one might be. And ooh, there's lots of places that are hard to reach. Sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. Oh, I'd sure like to check you for ticks. Come on!
Didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, "You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Daddy's belt, Mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cape. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey y'all, watch this. My fate was a broken arm and my reward, one big kiss. When Daddy asked me why I did it, I made him laugh out loud when I told him, cause the chicks and dig it. Scars heal, glory fades, and all we're left with are the memories made. Oh yeah, pain hurts, but only for a minute. Your life is short, so go on and live it, cause the chicks dig it. Oh yeah, the chicks dig it. Blacktop road, learner permit. Thought I was Earnhardt, driving fast, but I didn't see the ditch. Took out a mailbox, then a fence, then a barn. The police came and called my father, but I met the farmer's daughter. And when the judge asked me why I did it, he threw the book at me. When I told him, cause the chicks and dig it. Scars heal, glory fades, and all we're left with are the memories.
digging.